welcome to Enfield Council.
Enfield Council, 10:53, 20th of the 7th, 2020. 10:53, 20th of the 7th, 2020.
For more information about your rights and how we use your data, please refer to our privacy statement online. With your Enfield Connected account, it's quick and easy to make a payment, request a service, and so much more. To learn more, visit enfield.gov.uk. If you're calling about a council service and we're unable to deal with your inquiry, we'll pass on your details to the relevant team. We'll let you know about the expected response times. If you're calling to speak to a named officer, we'll do our best to connect you. However, there will be times when the officer may not be available to take your call. If this is the case, we'll give you the option to leave a voicemail. Please choose from these six options so we can get you to the right team. If you need information regarding the coronavirus, please visit gov.uk or 111.nhs.uk if you're feeling unwell. If your call is regarding our offer to support you with food, medicine collection or COVID-19 hardship, please dial the following number, 0203 821 1966, between the hours of 9:30am to 4:30pm, Monday to Friday. Please note, this service is closed on bank holidays. To make a payment, press 1. For inquiries regarding tax, if you're calling about your council tax or housing benefit, please press 1. For anything else, it's 2. Thank you for holding. Live chat service at enfield.gov.uk/contact us page.
Can you put me through to complaints and information, please?
Complaint? What was the complaint about?
In regards to treatment and Enfield Council.
Treatment?
Yeah, just in regards to Enfield Council.
Okay. And this is the first complaint?
Pardon?
Oh.
Yeah, this will be a fresh complaint, yeah.
First, okay. Alright, let me check if they are open, because they've got different opening. Okay. And also, if I can take your details, your address, your postcode, and your name.
EN3 7JQ, and it's Mr. Simon Cordell. Yeah, thank you. Hello?
Hello, I'm so sorry I can't get through to them. Would you like to take the email address?
I have the email address already.
Okay.
So, should I just try and call back in a little while and keep trying to call back till I can actually get hold of somebody?
You can. Also, I can send a message to that team.
I'm past the stage of messages. I actually would like to speak to somebody directly, and I would like my complaint taken seriously.
There is also, I can transfer you to the number. This is for urgent queries, and you can leave a voicemail, if that helps.
A voicemail, what, at...
To complaints team.
Well, have you got a direct number for complaints team, rather than just a voicemail? Yeah.
This is an internal number, so I won't be able to give it to you.
Okay.
You can try a bit later, sir. So they are open up to 12.
Okay.
Okay. So if you just try and maybe...
Where are they actually based, madam? Sorry for being rude. Can I ask a question? Where are they actually based? In Civic Centre?
I really don't know, sir, because we are not at the Civic Centre, so...
You're not at the Civic Centre?
No, we are not at the Civic Centre.
Well, where are you based, may I ask?
We are in Thomas Hardy House.
Thomas Hardy, what is this? All calls to 379 1000 are to Thomas Hardy House, which is in Enfield. Yeah, that's correct.
Yes.
Because I've got their address in a lot. I've got Thomas Hardy in a lot of the correspondence already, and I was wondering why Thomas Hardy kept coming up, and I think it's another building for Enfield Council. But obviously, that is where the call. That's the call centre. You've made a lot. You simplified a lot already. Okay. Well, I'd appreciate that. So basically, complaints and access is most of the Enfield Council itself in the Civic Centre, and it closes at 12 o'clock. Is that due to the coronavirus?
Yes. Yes. They've changed the opening hours a while ago. They are open at the moment, but they might be dealing with other customers at the moment. I'm not sure. I can't get through.
What are their opening hours?
Yeah. So Monday, Tuesday, and Friday, they are open from 10 to 12.
10 to 12. Okay.
And Wednesday and Thursday.
Okay.
From 2 p.m. to 4 p.m.
2 p.m. till 4 p.m. Okay. If I basically, there's no point in going into it in long, but I've basically been held in my house for 8 years because of a curfew that's been put onto me by the Enfield Civic Centre. Their staff have basically put that on me, and they illegally done it. They falsified all the paperwork, pretending I was I'd done stuff that I hadn't done. I've been trying to prove that with them, and they've just been showing me a lot of negligence and gross misconduct in trying to let me rectify the issues as they should be. And that's caused me to suffer, and now I've had to ride a long duration sentence for something I've never even been arrested for, and I don't feel safe being released back into the general public. To cover this over, because I was complaining a lot, they've put another possession order in, and then they lost that possession order, and they've refiled the same claims that they lost even though they were struck out into an injunction order, lost that, refiled the same claims again into another injunction order, lost that, and then refiled them again into another possession order. So to get away from the first ASBO they set me up. Now I've gone through all of the applications and I've put them all into new PDF-y sort of things, they're Adobe InDesign books, and I've got access to the writing now and the text and that, so I can actually go through everything that's been done. Now all of the dates that the Enfield Council accused me of for the possession order, the injunction order, and not the ASBO basically, are all the same, and I found that I was on bail conditions not to be at my house on these dates, so it would have been impossible for me to have committed these offences, because the offences are accusing me of doing stuff to my neighbours when I wasn't even allowed to live in my house. The council never realised this when they made the paperwork up, and I can prove who made the
housing issue. Did you get this possession orders from housing team?
From the housing team, I've been through all of the neighbourhood office team, and I've been through pretty much all of complaints and access to information once before with Daniel Ellis and a list of them. I've been through executive directors up to Ian Davis and Dan to the rest of them. I've been pushed all through the ASB teams, and I've got all of the evidence to prove that I'm in the right. They've took loads of statements, unbelievable amounts of statements, and tarnished my name. My name wasn't known on the Enfield Council's computers for any complaints. They allow these people to maliciously make up these allegations so they can gain a malicious process against me, and they try to take my home off me. Basically, at the end of the day, I didn't deserve none of this. I shouldn't have had the ASBO on me, which I can prove the council forged, and I shouldn't have had none of the other applications that they've tried to put onto me. And plus, the council, while they've been knowing that I'm phoning them saying these applications are forged, they keep referring me to the doctors and endangering my life even further, and trying to get medication forced down my throat, and saying that there's a conspiracy, and I'm mentally ill because I'm explaining that I can prove my allegations with evidence that what they've committed. So I'm stuck in a bit of a loophole, so I apologise if I kept calling up this call centre and what's not, but
this is part of
something that's attached to the Enfield Civic Centre, and it's a gateway, and it's one of the only gateways the public are given to access these people. Anyway, well...
Okay. The best for you would be, because we don't have access to any information here, so I won't be able to check what's going on. So you have to speak to either of a housing team, so they can have a look into those
papers
again for you, or the complaints team again.
I accept that.
So they can take some action.
I've been going through, so it's the same people handling the same paperwork that are trying to avoid disciplinary.
So is it a gateway property?
Pardon?
Is it a gateway property, or is it are you a council tenant?
I'm a council tenant at the present
time. Council tenant, okay. I can transfer you to that team.
To the housing team? I'm writing a report anyway, and I'm going to have to forward that over to them shortly. That's what they're asking me to do, forward all documentation to the building, so I'm going to do that shortly. I've just been trying to address things in a less formal way and trying to get somewhere where all parties would be satisfied, but no one seems to want to negotiate with me, and they just want to undermine me and belittle me, and basically at the end of it they're hoping that they can rob me of everything. And I'm not happy to allow for that to happen, so I'm going to have to be forced to serve the paperwork to them, and everyone's going to have to live with the decisions that they've made afterwards. I appreciate your time today, madam, and I hope you have a good day and good evening.
Okay, thank you. problem at all, sir. Okay, so the same to you, okay?
Alright, thank you. All right.
I hope this will be the result for you.
I hope so too. Alright, okay. Alright, bye. Bye.